Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Hey, it's Christopher, and it's time once again for another Bob and Tom Extra. You know, we get you to work every morning on the show. Now, every afternoon at 3, we'll post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home. Coming up on today's Bob and Tom Extra, Bob and Tom from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, plus Peyton Manning's favorite band, and recognizing your genitalia. But first, a tune by Tim Wilson.
Those liars of ours back when I was in school said 2010 would be future cool. The gasoline engine would be a thing of the past. We'd get our own little rockets that would fly real fast. I couldn't wait to start flying around with a 4-hour erection that wouldn't go down. I'd impress and undress every woman in town. And I couldn't wait for that to get off the ground. Now I'm sitting here, there's a cop over there. Me and him supposed to be up in the air. Him saying, Tim, you're way too drunk to fly. I'll have to write you up for an FUI. I'm stuck in an 89 Pontiac. I'm supposed to be a flying sex maniac. So where's that contraption to strap on my back? Where the f*** is my jetpack? Where the f*** is my jetpack? Maybe Ross Perot could have finally got around to a tiny little rocket with a giant sucking sound. But Clinton came along with mainly women in mind and a giant sucking sound of a different kind. I can't smoke in my car, I can't smoke in a bar. Bob Dylan's still our biggest rock star. We made it to Mars and now the president's black. But where the f*** is my jetpack?
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Yeah, sound a little different. We're on stage. It's the Chevrolet stage.
You mean the rolling radio, Tom?
Oh, you are in rare form today.
Woman, really?
It would be nice if rare form
monkey
woman.
He's very funny. I love it.
That's what's rare. He is funny.
I did not mean that.
You're back.
That's Bob. I'm Tom. That's Christy. That's
Hi.
Josh. Now, typically, Josh is sort of, you know, when they come out in the theater and they announce.
You mean the understudy will do
the understudy will be.
Oh, that's
Lord,
not
I'm sorry
fair.
For those of you that came to see Mr. Springsteen.
Here's Jimmy Springsteen.
The role of Hamilton tonight. Lin-Manuel Miranda has scabies tonight.
Josh.
It's Josh Arnold.
No, they're not saying boo, they're saying ooh.
In the role of Bruce Springsteen, the Beaver Brown Band lead singer, John Cafferty, Wouldn't that
I listen to some Dark Side.
Wouldn't that be funny, though?
Great album. Yeah.
I enjoyed that very much.
The Springsteen solo thing. Now, here's an obscure trivia question for you. John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band, the favorite band of what famous athlete, John?
I know.
I don't know.
Peyton Manning.
Oh, my, really?
Yes.
Love accounting for taste, is there?
And we actually got a signed poster from the movie that
Eddie and the Cruisers?
Eddie and the Cruisers. We got that signed by John Cafferty for Mr. Manning.
Oh, I bet he loved it.
It was very good.
He did.
Really weird and obscure and hard to get.
And I'm sure it's hanging in his bathroom. Storage area. Somewhere.
Where the hell am I supposed to put this?
Here's the thing. See, Peyton's like every other guy. He has all this cool stuff. Then he gets married.
Yep.
There should be a special place where all guys who get married can take all the stuff they can't have anymore.
It is called divorced arms.
and then when you get divorced, you get to go back and get it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know what? It's called goodwill.
Chick, incoming! Oh, my God! Oh.
There's a zillion geese coming right at us.
Once again, we are on the Chevrolet stage at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Oh, the 102nd running right of the...
They're coming for Tom.
This is boring and visual. The 102nd running of the Indy 500 will take place on Sunday.
That's the man who brought the cats in the studio.
Now you can hear the geese.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And that's why we came here.
That's right.
Christy Lee is at the Bob and Tom News Desk. Coming up, we're going to speak, I believe, with Al Unser Jr., the great race car driver, and a couple of other interesting guests.
Oh, not Al Unser Jr., the drywaller? Okay.
Different guy.
Look at Tom's eyes. Ready to, if you were sitting next to each other, you would have been karate chopped in the neck.
Yeah, you would.
Can't breathe.
Christy, please continue.
The quest to break the Guinness record for the world's largest orgy is still going ahead.
It's still going.
Despite the original. No, they haven't started yet.
Oh, okay.
Despite the original venue for the event opting out of the proceedings.
Oh, they pulled out?
Yes, they pulled out. Exactly.
Good move.
Sin City 8 initially had planned on holding its so-called sex expo at the Embassy Suites until the location became fully
Which
aware.
One?
This is in Las Vegas.
Oh, okay.
Putting the ass in Embassy.
Uh-huh.
Because the event already has sold several tickets, which include hotel stays. The Embassy Suites Las Vegas said guests of the group are welcome to stay at their hotel, but no group-affiliated activities can take place there.
They just don't want the orgy there.
Yeah, event organizers.
And also, I did read somewhere that Guinness will not recognize the record.
Well, why not?
They don't do sex records.
What is the, I guess, unofficial record for
Japan,
an orgy?
Right?
It was in Japan.
How many? How many folks?
Let's put
a number on it.
We had the story a couple of weeks
ago.
Right.
Event organizers moved their vendors and parties to the Artisan Hotel, and the orgy will take place at the Erotic Heritage Museum.
Well, that makes more sense.
It'll take place from May 30th to June 3rd.
Does anybody want to mention the fact that there's an Erotic Heritage Museum?
Yeah.
That can't have a lot of people there, right?
No. Well, you know what?
There's a lot of drunk people in Las Vegas who pay to go in there.
When I was in Amsterdam, I went to the sex museum. It was fascinating.
What did you think of my portrait?
Well, they've updated it to a sculpture, actually.
There's a bus
that you can pay to slide down. Is that what you want to hear?
No, I didn't want to call it Penis to Milo, but they insisted.
Well, it does have no arms.
Yeah. Or penis. Yeah. Oh, my
there
God.
There has to be a porno guy named Penis to Milo.
So, I'm sorry.
I have a question.
But I think it's penis is how he pronounces it.
I have a question. So this hotel in Vegas, they allow gambling, drinking, and smoking, but now they have a moral compass.
They have a moral compass.
About an orgy.
That's right.
Yeah.
There's 8 or 9 listed sex records here recognized by Guinness World Records.
Oh, really?
The longest self-pleasure.
Oh.
9
Josh?
Hours, 9 hours, 58 minutes.
Me and 3 packs. 9 hours?
Yes.
Nine hours.
And oddly enough, he started at 5 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
Sadly, Josh.
I remember that February day.
Yes.
You were hoping longest didn't mean length of time.
What other records?
Oh, you mean longest orgasm?
Most orgasms in an hour?
Yeah, how many?
In 1 hour.
134.
No, liar.
That's
liar.
What it said. 1966.
Gotta be a woman.
Female, right?
From gotta the be a woman. Meritor's
had to be a woman.
A woman enjoyed.
Yeah.
I'm Phil Drysocker.
Yeah. Don't mind the jackhammer up my ass.
Yeah.
It says a woman enjoyed, and then paren, did she really?
Yeah.
Randy, 134 Randy orgasms. That's
in 1 hour.
That's more than two a minute.
That's a lot.
Wow. Okay, next.
She still hasn't stood or spoken.
World's biggest orgy, 250 men and women gathered in Japan and sex at the same time.
So they, okay.
I don't think those are official Guinness records, though, are they? Are you in the Guinness
site? Those are
probably
just sex records that it's not Guinness, is it, chick?
The longest ejaculation?
Yeah.
Four,
5 feet.
Somebody in the crowd went,
5 feet?
18 feet, 9 inches.
No!
Oh, no way! And it was clocked at 42.7 miles per hour.
No!
Somebody was there clocking
with a jugs gun.
He had a jugs gun.
That's the Bob Beeman of semen shooters.
Oh, my God.
Okay, here are eight crazy Guinness World Record holders in the sex category.
All
That's
right.
what it says.
Well, this article says Guinness won't recognize the orgy room. Well,
maybe they're spelling Guinness differently.
Maybe they are.
Uh-oh.
Or maybe...
The world's strongest, who? Mommy.
Oh, boy. As in the Kegel?
How much could she weigh? Lift.
The VWC, the vagina weightlifting category.
Yes.
What'd she, 31 pounds.
What?
31 pounds.
How do you think that works?
I know they have the snatch.
Here's how it works.
What you should have done. I know they have the clean and jerk.
Yes.
I didn't know they have a snatch.
They do have a snatch.
You insert an item and
attached to a rope or something.
What kind of item?
What can you insert there that's 31 pounds?
No, I think it holds like a hook that you would hook the 31 pounds.
Well, don't you have to Kegel it to hold it in there?
Sure. Absolutely.
So that's some strong muscles.
It's some kind of device that I
wand.
See.
Yeah, you know, like a
phallic shape.
Plug thing.
Yeah.
Wow. They call her the cigar cutter.
Hello.
Now, if the airplane guys ever make another movie, that better be in it.
So to redo the
can
joke.
Can you tip my Cuban for me? Yeah.
So you've got the,
here, babe, cut
you've got the clean and jerk and the snatch. And then what's the other one?
The cigar cutter.
The deadlift.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, the deadlift, yeah.
Okay, these are
what
all
other
real records.
That's it.
Those are the big ones.
And these will not. This is not at the Embassy Suites in Vegas.
No. I bet those maids are happy.
Is there a date?
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine?
Their
hallways would be like a slip and slide.
It's supposed to be June.
It's May 30th to June 3rd, so one of those days.
So I'm guessing the museum will be closed on that.
Why are the hallways? Yeah. They feel like I'm walking on a boat ramp.
There's a record for births.
What?
For how many? How many births in an hour? Is that what we're talking about?
One, I'm going to say.
No, Bob, that would be silly.
Okay.
Miss Vasilevia, Labia, I don't know, in Russia gave birth to 69 kids.
No.
16 pairs of twins, 7 sets of triplets, 4 sets of quads.
And come on.
And where do you think they held the auction?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you serious?
Come on.
What it says.
How did we go from something funny and erotic to the...
Funny and erotic? To 69?
What was funny and erotic?
You want to talk about kids. The monkeys now, don't you?
Okay.
69 kids.
Yeah.
Isn't that the... What's the old joke? It's a vagina, not a clown car. right? Yeah, okay.
That's right.
Now, coming up, we have Morgan Freeman accused of sexual harassment. We have Snoop Dogg pulled a really cool trick on somebody. Someone very famous. I think you'll enjoy that very much.
Okay.
Christy, what else have you got over there?
Facebook asking people to send in nude pictures, but this time the idea is actually to protect people's privacy.
Sure it is.
Working in partnership with anti-revenge porn groups, the network lets users send in images if they're worried that they might be shared and block them at the source.
Isn't this the Mark Twain paint
now,
the fence?
Wait
yes,
a minute.
Exactly.
The
so
company,
these guys back at tech
right.
yeah.
are saying, hey, send us your nudies
yeah.
and we'll make sure no one sees them.
Except
for us. Yes. We'll destroy them, right, Joshua?
Oh, yes.
Sure.
The company piloted the technology in Australia, allowing people who've shared nudes with an ex, for instance, to upload the files to Facebook, blocking their partner from posting them.
Do you keep saying nudes?
Nudes. Uploading the images blocks them from being shared on Facebook, Instagram, and Messenger, according to the company. I don't understand this at all, but...
In other words, they probably have some technology that if that same image comes up...
In your photos, yeah. Then you can pick a face and it'll pick out those pictures out of all the photos.
You can do this to the genital area.
Your face?
As well.
Yes.
I was talking about faces and families. Yes. You know, I have a family. I have a house and a home and bills. I'm a real person, Tom. I'm not just a puppet, okay?
Oh no! Puppet. I want you to go back to being a puppet. But this facial recognition will also recognize bodies. Is that the point? So if it's
I don't think so. No, I think
it says
just
they want you to send in naked pictures.
Yeah.
Well, I guess yeah. Well, yeah. Okay.
Do you think in a police lineup you could recognize your genitalia?
No, there's
yes,
no way.
I could.
No.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely not.
Oh yeah.
Well, Bob says a mustache.
As long as they show it from the top.
Right. That's how I would recognize mine.
That's the thing. The angle.
Right.
The angle.
Yeah.
I would recognize the thumb bruise on top of
mine. Is that what it was?
It's like when you got moved in school and you got a total different perspective on the room. And you're sitting in a different seat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Looking, I'm always looking at it like that.
Yeah. I wouldn't recognize the shark belly, I don't think.
No.
Shark belly.
No.
Shark belly.
So... Is this just in Australia where they're asking
people? No, they said they developed the technology in Australia.
Oh, of course they did.
It says they're asking people, but I thought it was piloted in Australia. I don't know if they're doing it everywhere.
Josh, I think you and I should start a web service and have women send us naked photos.
Absolutely,
and
yes.
We guarantee they will go nowhere.
No one else will see them.
No,
and you know what?
Further.
Here's the best part.
Yes.
It's free.
Yeah. Won't cost you a thing.
No.
Doesn't this sound like the last thing some DJ ever did?
And remember, keep sending those pics. I'm sorry, bud.
Sorry, bud. It's the soupy. It's the soupy
who,
sales.
You're the police. What?
The soupy sales. Every kid send me $1 from your parents.
Yeah. All right.
Hoorah.
Hoorah.
White thing, a black dude.
Some engineer at Facebook realized, I can finally see a naked woman.
Yeah.
If I release this press release, I'm skeptical, Christy. That's what I'm saying. What else have you got over there?
If you're trying
Call
to
them Zucker nudes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
Trying to quit smoking, your doctor is going to have to write a few dollar signs on that prescription slip. A recent study has found money helped people stop smoking more than e-cigarettes.
Well, then just buy a pack of cigarettes.
Study participants were placed into five groups with methods ranging from receiving motivational text messages to anti-smoking medication to free e-cigarettes to a financial reward of $600 if they successfully quit. According to the research, the groups who were offered the cash had greater numbers of successful quitters compared to any other group.
Huh. Interesting.
Well, that's because you can't buy cigarettes with cigarettes, and you can buy them with money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The simple
solution. Study sponsored by Vitality Group was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. Well, I mean...
That'd be nice.
So you're saying, wait a minute, money can be a motivator. I'm not sure how they...
See?
No
We've
kidding.
Always said, why don't you pay us, Tom? Instead of just coming in out of the kindness of our hearts, right, Josh?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry.
Nope.
You guys, you'd probably be here more often.
You darn, and maybe I'd try. Do you think?
I don't have that kind of money.
Come on.
I don't have chick will try money. Okay. I have 2 minutes of six to 2 minutes after 10 money.
Okay.
Sorry.
Message received.
All right.
Officials have ordered a San Francisco brewery to stop producing a specialty beer containing CBD, the hemp-derived extract.
My favorite Charlie Daniels song is Uneasy Rider.
Yeah. Well,
Charlie Band Daniels.
Oh, it's CBD.
Yeah.
Not CDB, you hillbilly.
I thought CBD was legal.
The U.S. Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau is allowing Black Hammer Brewing to sell the rest of the CBD beer it has already brewed, including an IPA called Tokeback Mountain that was introduced in 2017.
It has balls in it.
Why do they? If they want to be taken seriously, why do they name it that way?
Tokeback Mountain.
Let's start there.
But yeah. Of course, Tokeback Mountain only available
in
the can.
That's right.
Oh, nice.
Only.
Didn't get the laugh it deserved.
There you go, a little Bob and Tom Extra for you. Be sure to catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and of course on our website at bobandtom.com. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher. Have a good one.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.